Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Breaking news on the Bay Area's news station, KCBS.
We have a fire burning at the Martinez Refining Company on Pacheco Boulevard up in Martinez, city of Martinez. Contra Costa fire officials confirmed to KCBS that a fire is happening at that refinery and that they were en route about an hour ago. Large flames, plumes of smoke can be seen coming from there. For the latest developments on what's happening with the possible health concerns, we're going live to KCBS Ring Central Newsline to speak to Adam Springer, Assistant Director of the Contra Costa County Hazardous Materials Program. Thanks for joining us, Adam.
No problem.
So what do we know so far?
Well, Martinez Refining Company did notify us at about 1:47 p.m. today that they did have a fire at their facility. So currently there is an active fire at the facility. They are also flaring. Contra Costa Health, in conjunction with the community warning system, has issued a community advisory for parts of Martinez, Pacheco, and Clyde. You can find some more information as well at the Community Warning System website, and you can look at the map that has been populated on the website to allow people to understand which areas are currently under that advisory.
Yeah. So what should the nearby residents do to stay safe, stay inside?
I mean, they're welcome to stay inside. Right now, we're not limiting any outdoor activity at this point in time, but if the conditions do change, we may do that. We will just have to see how the situation unfolds. But we do have staff in the field doing air monitoring, and first responders are in at the facility, of course, trying to mitigate the fire.
Mm. I have a question. Is the flaring necessary when it comes to fighting the fires at the refinery? How does that work?
The flaring is just an emergency use to make sure that the system doesn't overpressurize. So it's not necessarily related to the fire. Mm. It's just the facility bringing down the units so that they can control the operation completely.
Yeah. And we got some calls that the smoke is growing in size. Do you happen to know how many emergency crews are on the scene?
I don't have that information. I haven't seen the fire in the last 5 or so minutes, but I probably will go back and check.
Mm. And so are you on the scene?
I'm in Martinez at our local offices, and we have people in the field as well.
Mm, thanks. So do we know if the refinery was doing any sort of testing or some kind of maintenance today or around the time of the fire?
No, we don't have any reports of anything related to what the refinery was exactly doing at the time of the operation.
Mm. Thanks a lot, Adam.
No problem. You have a good day.
That's Adam Springer, Assistant Director of the Contra Costa County Hazardous Materials Program, and we'll get you updated whenever we get new news coming in.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.